believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Hi, this is Phil with WolfAutoGroup.com. We sell new, used trucks, cars, ATVs. We love to barter, horse trade. You know, your valuable things for ours. We also have many willing lenders to finance any difference left over to make your payoff on your automobile. Try us. We will trade for your valuable goods. WolfAutoGroup.com. Local number 303-931-9096. Talk to Mr. Wolf personally for the best location to serve you. Thank you.
Well done. And here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning is Dr. Duane Gravelin. We're going to be talking about his book, The Statin Damage Crisis. And you know, it's very difficult for the average American to believe that the government would actually encourage people to take a drug that does tremendous damage and very little good. And this is the most amazing story of the use of the statin drugs and Lipitor. And, you know, if you ever really looked very closely at those big full-page ads they ran on Lipitor, they'd say 30%, you know, decrease in, you know, in the incidence of death from heart disease and stroke. And then the little tiny printing said, you know, if you gave this to 100 people, why three of them would die without statins and two would die with statins. That's a third. What? How did they get 30%? Well, the difference between 3 and 2 is 30%, isn't it? Everybody knows that. And I mean, you're going to take a drug that has all sorts of potential complications for a 1% increase in survivability? But the doctors across America insist people take this, get your cholesterol level down, cholesterol is going to kill you, or maybe... is it possible there's another agenda behind what's going on? And I'm not being critical of doctors. Most of them are good people. But unfortunately, they go to medical meetings where they're lied to by their people within the medical profession who are well paid to be disinformation agents. I go to the medical meetings almost every week, and time and again I hear information that is just so blatantly untrue, but I have to go to maintain my medical license. Well, I'm going to let Dr. Gravelin tell you this amazing story of one of the greatest frauds ever perpetrated on an educated people, or maybe we're not an educated people. As someone once said, you know, if you read the newspapers, why, don't read the newspapers, you're uninformed, but if you read the newspapers, you're misinformed. Dr. Gravelin, thanks very much for being with us.
It is my pleasure to be here.
Why don't you give us a little background? Were you actually with NASA?
Yes, just briefly, my background. I'm a family doctor. I have 23 years as a family doctor. I also have 10 years regular Air Force as a flight surgeon and a research scientist. I was doing space medicine research. And when when NASA in 1965 finally selected scientists, I was in Group 4, the first time that scientists, astronauts were selected. They selected six, and I was one of them. My roommate went to the moon, and other of my team took Skylab missions, and that was choice of career at that time was primarily space medicine, ground-based research, doing countermeasure studies, how to protect you from zero gravity, deconditioning, that type of thing. So that's my background in general. I'm called back every year by NASA as part of their astronaut program for studying longitudinal changes, and they call us in for a complete physical. And this all started for me in 1999. At that time, I was comfortably retired and leading a pretty good life, doing a lot of fishing. But I get to my physical, and they reminded me that my cholesterol, 270 to 280, had now gotten to the point where they felt that Lipitor was indicated. And I had no reason not to go along with this at that time. Now, I'm talking 8 years ago, in 1999. I hadn't heard anything bad about the drugs. So I was sort of relieved because I was concerned about my cholesterol of 270 to 280. You know, we have been brainwashed for 30 years. Ever since 1955, we've been told that cholesterol was bad. And I must have lectured hundreds of people at the service clubs. I lectured all of my patients about the evils of butter and eggs and whole milk. And I even raised my family on no eggs, margarine, and skim milk. So I was a staunch adherent to the philosophy of the time. So I was one of the guys, just like everybody else is still today.
I know.
So I was open to any suggestion for how to reduce my cholesterol. And finally, I went along with this, and I was prescribed 10 milligrams, and I went home happy, taking 10 milligrams daily. It was 6 weeks later when my wife saw me aimlessly wandering around the house after I had returned from my walk. She came out to the yard and clearly knew that something was wrong from the look on my face. I did not know who she was. I would not go into the house because I did not recognize this house. She did offer me cookies and milk, which I took. Somehow that poor woman got me into the car and took me to the emergency room, where I awoke some 6 hours later and have in the presence of a neurologist, and he told me that he thought I was having transient global amnesia, and he wanted me to have an MRI the following day, which I did, and that was completely normal. So I went home with the diagnosis of transient global amnesia. Now, this is a peculiar form of amnesia. This is a form wherein, abruptly, within a second, you suddenly can't formulate new memory. Nothing that's said registers in your brain. And this is accompanied usually with a retrograde loss of memory for years into the past. In this 6 hour episode that I'm talking about, I must have retrograded about 10 years because I didn't know my wife and I didn't know my new home, because those two had occurred in that 10 year gap. So they were strangers to me. And when I mentioned to the neurologist and the ER physicians the fact that I was on this statin drug, and didn't they think that might be a contributor? You know, as a doctor for 23 years, the first thing that came to mind was this is likely. That was the only medicine I was on. And they all said, statins don't do that. Anyway, I quit on my own and went home and had an uneventful year. But I did have to go back to Johnson Space Center the next year. That's year 2000. And, of course, they said, your reaction was a complete coincidence. We have absolutely not the slightest bit of evidence that statin drugs do that, and we really want you to go back on Lipitor. And I had, meanwhile, talked to at least 20, possibly 30 doctors during that year, and at least the same number, I think, of pharmacists, and they all said, statins don't do that. So I did reluctantly now agree to go back on Lipitor. This time I said, at half the previous dose.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back in just a moment here. Start doing prevalent.
Good news. The March of Faith Ministries presents Pastor Samuel Santos. Come and hear Pastor Santos, the man who died twice. In a 22-year span, he has been in 3 airplane accidents. 19 years ago, he fell on the ice and lost his memory totally. Doctors told his wife because of his age, he would never be normal again. This testimony can make a great impact in your life. In the last 15 years, Brother Santos has been used by God in a mighty way in the communist country of Cuba, establishing Bible schools all over that country. In the last 2 years, 2008 and 2009, he graduated 2,638 students. Pastor Santos will be speaking at the Berthoud Community Center, 248 Welch Avenue, at 7:30 p.m., June 5th and 6th. The Johnstown Town Hall at 101 Charlotte Avenue, 7:30 p.m. June 12th and 13th. At the Milliken Town Hall, 1101 Broad Street, 7:30 p.m. June 19th and 20th. And in the Town of Meade, 441 3rd Street, June 26th and 27th. For more information, call 303-883-5674. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. Our friends at the Wild Bird Center take this special time to remind listeners that our children and young adults are our future. That's why we need to educate them on the dangers of drug abuse, so take a moment to let them know you care. That's from your friends at the Wild Bird Center, where Candace Stewart and her staff are always working to make our area a safer place to live for our youth. For the highest quality products and friendly service, committed to education and conservation, call today 303-758-7575. That's the Wild Bird Center at 1685 South Colorado Boulevard in Denver. Mention you heard this community announcement. They wish you a happy Memorial Day.
And back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Dr. Duane Gravelin, and he's telling us the story of what happened to him. And he's returned now to NASA for his yearly checkup. They want to put him back on statins again. He's not very happy, but go ahead with the story.
Okay, I went back on statins, and this time, because of my strong misgivings, they agreed that I would take half the previous dose. So previously I'd used 10, so this time I went home on 5. And this time 8 weeks went by before my wife again looked out the kitchen window, and there I was wandering aimlessly about the yard. She knew at a glance that it had happened again. And again, I woke up 12 hours later and listened to her amazing story of what had happened in the interval. She'd haul me off to the emergency room, and I was 13 years old. And she said that when they told me I was a doctor, and when they told me I was married with children, that I laughed hysterically, because I was age 13. I knew every kid in my class. I knew my assignments. I knew my teachers. And I was, it was amazing to me. But when I finally woke up, and you wake up abruptly. I'm in the emergency room, and she's telling me how my day had gone. So I'd had my second episode. When I reported this to NASA and to all the other physicians involved, their reaction was, this is just an amazing coincidence, because right. Statins don't do that. Now, this time, I was convinced. But I remained the only one convinced. But
you probably begin to look at the literature, because it's all in the literature, and the trouble is that nobody ever goes into the literature.
That's right. There was nothing whatsoever in the literature about serious cognitive or amnesia reactions to statin drugs. In fact, there wasn't much. But anyway, that's what took me out of retirement, and I have been full-time in research on this subject ever since. Now, the first thing I did, I was write the book, Lipitor, Thief of Memory. This is my first one, and this is when I was focused just on Lipitor, and this is when I was focused on memory. So hence the title. But I soon realized, after a couple of years, that it wasn't just a matter of Lipitor. All the statin drugs did this, and it wasn't just memory. The range of side effects covered everything from cognitive to personality change to nerve involvement to muscle involvement. So it was very, very broad-based. And I created, several years later, my second book, which was called Statin Drug Side Effects. And I thought I had my bases covered then. But in the last 2 years, I've realized that it's even worse than what I originally had thought. And seeking a cause for the permanent side effects, the permanent cognitive that many people had, and the permanent neuropathies and the permanent myopathies, I found out that it was due to mitochondrial damage. It wasn't just a matter of statins inhibiting the CoQ10 or statins inhibiting dolichol and all the other things. It was a matter of, because of this, our mitochondria were being damaged. Permanently damaged. We were having a DNA change. I realized this, and this is why I have labeled my third book, Statin Damage Crisis. I do think we are in a crisis, because I'm convinced personally that these changes are of the permanent muscle and nerve and cognitive and personality changes are those of mitochondrial mutations. Now, excuse me, my I have to go back now and describe the my reaction initially to the statin drugs, because I was delighted when they first came out. You know, we'd all been brainwashed, and since cholesterol was our enemy, we finally had a club. And when they said that we can lower your cholesterol 40 milligrams per cent, 50 milligrams per cent, by half even, simply by taking these drugs, lovastatin was the first one out, otherwise known as Mevacor, we were delighted to finally have a club, because we were all, every doctor in the United States was convinced that cholesterol was our enemy. And you could use the word cholesterol to frighten small kids back then. It was terrible. So we went along with this use of cholesterol without asking any questions. They told us from the very beginning that they were reductase inhibitors. And they said, we have found one step on this 200-step staircase to cholesterol synthesis that is known as a reductase step. And any biochemist knows that you can easily neutralize that step. And that's what they did with their HMA-CoA reductase inhibitors. They inhibited that one step. That's all they told us. And they said, by doing so, we will achieve tremendous reductions in cholesterol. And, you know, we've been trying to reduce cholesterol the previous 15 or 20 years. I must have written 10,000 prescriptions for whatever cholesterol buster was available, and it didn't do much good. On the other hand, it didn't do much harm either. But they didn't tell us what the real truth was. They gave us a half-truth. Yes, these drugs are all reductase inhibitors, but they never said a word about mevalonate blockade. They never said that in addition to blocking cholesterol synthesis, because of it's part of this mevalonate pathway, we are blocking CoQ10, dolichols, normal phosphorylation resulting in tau protein, nuclear factor kappa B, selenoprotein. They didn't say a word about all of this critically important stuff.
But they knew about it. That is what is so criminal. Oh, could you explain to our listeners about CoQ10 and why it is so important and why it is so dangerous when you give people these statin drugs that block CoQ10?
Yes, that's one of the things that everybody agrees with now, is that you put somebody on statins and you'll get approximately or an average of some 50% reduction in CoQ10. And that's one of the most important antioxidants in the body. It's part of our energy-producing chain in the mitochondria, and it's also a powerful antioxidant. It's also involved in cell wall integrity. So it's valuable. But the reason it's so critical, really, is because it is intimately involved with the mitochondria. It works. CoQ10 works because of a special association with complexes 1 and 2 of the mitochondrial production of ATP, which is our energy. Every cell in our body has varying amounts of mitochondria which produce energy. That's how we work. And here we are with a drug that knocks out 50% of CoQ10. It is absolutely essential for the production of energy. Now, in addition, CoQ10, via its antioxidant role, helps to protect us from the natural buildup every day of oxidizing radicals. We call them reactive oxygen species, but you needn't worry about that. Just think of them as reactive radicals, and these things have a way of grabbing on to any lipid or protein or DNA strand they can, and they will damage. This goes on naturally. And in our bodies, CoQ10 exists where it is, especially right there in the mitochondria, to prevent this damage to the surrounding structures. So if you can think of every day we have 10, 20, 30, maybe 100,000 of these damaged items, and we have suddenly lost our ability to neutralize them with the antioxidants. So the oxidative damage builds up. So, and that's all because of loss of a CoQ10 function. There's a part of this that's it's just as critical, is that we have available to us the ability to correct that damage on a daily basis. We have a system that identifies every error in our DNA and is able to slice out that error and put in a replacement part, like getting your tires changed at the service station. And anyway, that works beautifully except that that the statin drugs also inhibit a substance known as dolichol, which is vital for the production of glycoprotein. And I know I'm getting far afield of what you really want to hear, but believe me, when you don't have sufficient dolichol, when that's reduced some 50% because the mevalonate pathway is blocked, you don't have necessary glycoprotein function. As a result, and because each step in this identification and correction thing of our DNA errors, each step requires a glycoprotein, you not only have more errors, you can't do anything about them. So it really makes it double trouble. You're really in trouble when both CoQ10 and dolichol are inhibited.
Well, now,
that's what where we are with statin drugs, and that's where I am with the mitochondrial mutation, because that leads directly to permanent mitochondrial damage.
Well, don't the statin drugs really work by poisoning the liver just like the mushrooms do?
Statin drugs work in every cell in our body, because every cell in our body, except for the red blood cells, has the mevalonate pathway for cholesterol synthesis and for synthesis of CoQ10 and dolichol and all the other things I mentioned. Every
and
cell
so
in our body.
Basically, it poisons the body so we can't produce cholesterol and can't produce these other items. And so you can see the cholesterol coming down in the laboratory studies, but you don't realize all the damage it's doing. And the doctors are never told these things at their meetings.
This is true. They were never told about... We didn't know. No doctor knew until 2001 how critical cholesterol was to brain function.
Right.
It was a guy by the name of Frank Frieger, a very respected scientist, who reported then on the importance of cholesterol. It was not only necessary, it was vitally necessary for the formation and function of memory synapses. And this was the reason for my amnesia. It was so obvious. And the reason that normal blood cholesterol can't get into the brain is because when cholesterol is being carried in the body, it's carried it's attached to a lipoprotein, and the resulting molecule is so big it can't pass the blood-brain barrier. So we as a species has evolved this system where the glial cells, these are the housekeeping cells of the brain, produce our cholesterol on demand. And naturally, these cells are just as sensitive to statins as any other cell in our body. And this is what was happening to me and all other people who have had cognitive disturbances. And remember, amnesia like mine was just the tip of the iceberg. For every case of amnesia, you have hundreds of cases of confusion, disorientation, increased forgetfulness, and this dementia-like symptoms. So all the cognitive side effects that we have seen from statin drugs all are based on knocking out brain cholesterol. And then you get on to some of the other things, and you realize how important they are. For example, one of the other major things we're running into are changes in personality and behavior on a statin drug. We have had aggressiveness, hostility, sensitivity, paranoia, road rage type behavior, suicidal ideations, homicidal ideations, and we've had homicidal attempts, and we've had suicide attempts, and many of which are successful. In every one of those cases, the people have come to me, the survivors of the family, and they've said, we are sure that statins were involved, but of course no one can prove it. Now we ask ourselves, well, what's going on here? What is in the world are all of these personality and behavioral things doing, and what's their relationship to statin drugs? This goes right back to dolichol again. Dolichol are vital. They orchestrate the entire glycoprotein synthesis pathway in every cell in our body. When you don't have sufficient dolichol, the pathway for glycoproteins is disturbed. The glycoproteins are altered. They're not correct. Remember, these are the neuropeptides, so-called, by Candace Pert, who has done so much work in this field. These are called neuropeptides. They're called the molecules of emotion. They are all glycoproteins, all dependent upon dolichol, and dolichol, of course, are severely inhibited by statin drugs. And we feel that that is the mechanism for all of these personality changes. And then if you move on to muscle and nerve and the chronic neuromuscular degeneration thing that I have and hundreds more like me, you realize we've really got a problem here because of statin drugs and the lack of their being reported to the family doctor. They are being hidden. The side effects are being played down. Now, in my own case, just recently...
Hold up, thought doctor.
Okay.
We'll be back in just a moment as soon as we make the break here.
A female listener to KHNC is looking for two female roommates, preferably 45 years and up. She has available one bedroom with cable TV and all utilities included for $440, and a one bedroom no cable, all utilities included for $425. Shared extra large bathroom, fenced yard, and pets are negotiable. Call 970-667-0710. That's 970-667-0710. Large living room, family room, and great neighbors.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. A prom or graduation should never be ruined by a drunk driver. Someone who has overdone it should never attempt to drive after a party. Don't let it be your child. Make this a time that's safe for everyone. That message courtesy of Elizabeth Locker Plant Incorporated at 366 Grant Street in Elizabeth, specializing in naturalized aged beef and pork and complete custom processing. For the highest quality, call Elizabeth Locker Plant at 688-2240. That's 688-2240. They've been serving our area since 1943, and the Hunsley family are on the air because they care.
Well, Dr. Stan, we're talking to Dr. Dwayne Gravelin this morning about his book, The Statin Damage Crisis. I think we're going to be carrying it. I think it's an important thing to have, and we'll talk a little bit about that later. But right now, would you like to get your website out and tell people how they can get your information?
Yes, my website, everything I talk about is documented on my website. It's a huge website, and it has many components. I have 7,500 emails from statin damaged people throughout the country. I have 8,500 reports in my message center. And I have over 200 essays on various aspects of this. All of that is available. All you have to do is go to spacedoc.net. That's S-P-A-C-E-D-O-C. Net.com. It's spacedoc.net. And there is everything you'll ever have to know or ever want to know about the statin drugs and their side effects. And everything is thoroughly documented. Nothing I say, I can document every word I say.
And we've been lied to, but the tragedy...
We have been lied to, and I want to document it by referring to this amnesia thing, this transient global amnesia. I kept waiting for reports to come from FDA. You know, I don't expect drug companies to really report on this, because after all, they're working for the stockholders. But I do expect FDA to work on this and inform the doctors. Well, it just so happens that we now, at the time of right now, we have over 1,000 reports of transient global amnesia that have been reported to FDA since the beginning, since 1999, just for the drug Lipitor. And all the statin drugs do this. So the total number is going to be many times the figure 1,000. That's a very serious thing. But more serious, far more serious, is the fact that not one word of this has ever been reported to the medical community. When I go in the office of doctors and they sit there with their jaws slack when I mention this, they say, I've never heard of that. This, it really aggravates me, because this is a job of FDA. A simple black box warning would suffice to warn doctors that this can happen. First thing when I had mine, the first thing I worried about when I woke up was, what about a pilot who takes this? Or what about a heavy equipment operator? What about anybody who has to make rational, really important decisions and really can't stand to have his brain go all wishy-washy, because none of this has been reported to the doctors. They don't, most of them have not the slightest idea that this happens. It's almost as if FDA is reluctant to report this. But all of these have been reported to MedWatch. MedWatch is our umbrella. That's what's up there protecting us from the side effects of new drugs. It encourages everybody to file either a telephone or an email to MedWatch, and that's part of FDA. And this is what they're supposed to do, so we can assess the importance of these post-marketing reactions. But in this particular case, not one of these have been reported to the medical community. And, of course, if they don't report the amnesias, they don't report any of the other cognitive things. And they most certainly don't report the personality changes that have resulted in so many suicides. And they certainly don't report the Lou Gehrig's-type reactions. I suffered Lou Gehrig's-type reaction. I still do, naturally, because that's a relatively permanent thing, although I think I've made some improvement with the use of nutritional supplements. But there are hundreds just like me, people whose muscles have turned soft and jelly-like and who no longer can go up the stairs without climbing up the banister. There are hundreds like me that are now in wheelchairs. I had to give up walking 6 months ago because of this, and now at least I'm back walking with canes. But these are not mentioned. These side effects are clearly underplayed in any clinical investigation or any reports coming out of FDA or the drug companies. The drug companies would like you to believe that we only have less than 2% of myopathies. That figure came out just yesterday in one of the better-known medical journals. It's now much, much closer to 10%, and in my judgment, the real figure is much closer to 20%. Another 20% of people have myopathies when they test a challenge with when they take in a statin drug. And the most important thing came out just recently: 68% of these who experience myopathy, it will be permanent the rest of their lives. Two of my astronaut friends.
The thing is that most, an awful lot of people who get on the statins or put on by statins by the doctor take themselves off because of all the side effects, and yet the doctors continue actually pushing them.
This is right. The doctors don't realize the statins are all the same. It doesn't make any difference if you're taking Lipitor, Mefacor, Zocor, Crestor, Pravcor. When you get a reaction, it doesn't do any good to change to another statin. You're not doing any good. The person has already experienced that they react to statin drugs and should never touch a statin again, because the reactions are only going to get more important and more severe.
And the
doctors, can you imagine 68% of myopathy cases being permanent, and of the neuropathies, of which there are hundreds and hundreds of cases of neuropathies, These are all permanent from the very beginning. They defy traditional medical management. There is no medical management for statin-associated neuropathies. That's where we are today.
Well,
so there's this general program of under-reporting of the side effects. Sure, they do good. I'll be the first to admit the good the statins do. But they don't do it by cholesterol manipulation or reduction. That's the important thing. If we've learned anything in the last 10 years, it's that cholesterol is irrelevant to atherosclerosis. Inflammation, we now know, is the cause. Cholesterol is irrelevant. It's the most important biochemical in your body. It plays a critical role not only in your memory, but in so many aspects of our daily lives, and especially including energy formation and that. So that's one of the most important things. And the statin drugs, because they inhibit a certain enzyme as part of that mevalonate blockade, I mentioned nuclear factor kappa B. This is a transcriptase that's behind the entire anti-inflammatory cascade. Now, this is the combination of macrophage attraction and platelet inhibition and lymphocyte sticking and so forth, and smooth muscle migration. All of these elements of inflammation are all inhibited when you use a statin drug, because you're inhibiting that transcriptase that activates them all. As a result, inflammatory reactions starting within the blood vessels that are going to evolve in the plaques and all that are improved. Statins do help, but they affect it that way, not by cholesterol. So this has turned out to be quite a surprise to most people. The doctors are still thinking of statins working because of cholesterol reduction, and they do not. And they're still insisting that they do cholesterol testing when it's worthless, and they're still dosing for cholesterol lowering when it's not a factor. And as a result, we're using statin drugs at the dose of 30 times what we need. And I have routinely been recommending 2 to 3 milligrams, never any more.
Well, couldn't you get the same anti-inflammatory reaction from aspirin? We'll be back in just a moment with Duane Grapple right here at the American Freedom Network.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343. Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
This is George Flynn of SelfDefenseGuns.com. Our concealed carry classes meet the training requirements to obtain a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit, as well as non-resident Utah and Florida. We feel very strongly that ladies should exercise their right to carry and protect themselves and their loved ones. That's why our Annie Oakley special allows any student to bring a lady to our classes for free. Visit SelfDefenseGuns.com or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Dr. Stan back here, and of course we're talking about the statin drugs, and they're profound damage on many, many people. And literally, there are thousands of reports of all of the complications, and the average doctor doesn't know. The average doctor looks at the laboratory work, and he sees the cholesterol coming down, and he says, isn't that wonderful? Now, I've looked at old medical textbooks, and actually, cholesterol was considered normal up to about 280. And then when I went to medical school, cholesterol was normal up to 230. And now they want to get it down less than 200, and they'd like to get it down even lower than that. And this has a profound effect because it lowers the cholesterol, and you need cholesterol for normal bodily functions, as well as it lowers the CoQ10 and so many of the other things you need. And we're really poisoning the American people with these drugs. Would you agree with that?
I completely agree. You know, these guys in the drug and the drug companies, they knew what they were doing from the very beginning. They knew the consequences of blocking the mevalonate pathway. We have been guinea pigs, a nation of guinea pigs, ever since statin drugs hit the market. And we have been, nowhere is it better demonstrated than in the reports I've been getting in my from the statin-damaged people. You know, there are only three of these reports that are in existence in the United States. One is MedWatch, where everybody is encouraged to report to MedWatch any side effects. The other one is MINE. And the other one is a statin study run by Dr. Beatrice Golem, San Diego College of Medicine. And most of mine I passed along to her. So there are people who have been studying this and gradually learning how callous the drug companies have been, because we know that their pharmacists and their PhD guys have to realize what they have done and what they are doing. They knew from the very beginning how critical cholesterol was for brain function, and they certainly know how critical all of these other things are when reduced or inhibited. CoQ10 and the olecoles and the selenoproteins, which we haven't even touched on, and things like this. But we have been guinea pigs, and this has distressed me greatly. And not only didn't they know this ahead of time, but they've done everything in their power not to admit it as we're going along. When this stuff came out for Frank Frieger about the brain absolutely requiring cholesterol, I thought then, hey, I don't have any more work to do. It's all over. But the damage control people and the drug companies, they have already had a response, and it was no response. They decided the best way to handle this bit of adverse reaction was to say nothing. I was hoping they'd do a black box warning so every doctor in the world would be notified. I was thinking that was a logical response. I should have realized. They decided, we're not going to mention this, and maybe it'll go away. Never, never did they make a report. And that's generally the way they've handled everything. They've minimized the side effects from the very beginning, and the side effects are in the tens of thousands. People have died. Suicides have occurred. Homicides have occurred. People have assaulted their doctors, and the doctors have filed charges, and I'm being asked to testify in court, and the guys don't the perpetrator doesn't remember a thing. And these are all going on.
Well, do you think the word is gradually getting out? Certainly it's not getting out to the medical profession, because they're spending a great deal of money propagandizing the doctors and telling them, isn't it wonderful, we're just getting the cholesterol down, you can just look at the laboratory studies and see it. And I know my wife had to go off of the statin drugs. They were creating all sorts of personality changes. She felt terrible on them. And yet, many of my friends are still physicians and people I know and respect. But they all believe the lie.
Exactly. This is what I found right along. They have all believed the lie, and still in the minds of so many people, cholesterol is our enemy. That's the end result of almost 40 years of brainwashing. When Ansel Keys came out with cholesterol causation for our atherosclerosis, this was where it all started. That was 1955. His entire pitch to our national government was based upon fraudulent data. That's the origin of this lie. And naturally, we picked up on it. I mean, the drug companies Oh, that was great for them. They could see billions of dollars ahead. The food industry, they'd lap this up. Think of all the things they could process to lower the cholesterol and charge you a little extra for it. And even the doctors basically lapped it up. I did. We all did. Because it was the best tool we ever had. We were all suffering from brainwashing, to thinking that cholesterol was wrong. We have been brainwashed. That's an awful thing. I can't believe that for the 30 years of my practice, I was telling people the wrong thing. I'm really bitter. I'm angry over that.
But so much, even the material that's come out through the dietitians and the government food pyramid was actually inverted. It was everything the government was telling the dietitians to tell the people was wrong.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, the food pyramid. That's so bad. And now I've established myself, and you suggested that maybe we're making progress. Yeah, we have. We are making progress. I have hundreds of emails from doctors who have been damaged. And I've been having radio talk shows forever, it seems like. The books are out, and they're selling very, very well. I can't complain about that. But I would like them to sell far more, because that's my tool. That's the information. But my website. My website has everything. So with all of this available, I am making some progress. And doctors are beginning to sense there's a change. Many of them now are leaving cholesterol. They realize that that's a dead issue. And why they're not angry at having been brainwashed in it's an intensive program, almost an intentional brainwashing. I am very angry, and I think most doctors should be very angry over the fact that now they're reporting that inflammation is the cause of atherosclerosis due to such factors as trans fats, as inherited platelet or inherited coagulation problems, or a little oxycholesterol, and things like this, and homocysteine. And it was Kilmer McCauley who told us that homocysteine alone is the cause of some 40% of atherosclerosis. But the other 60% is this combination, these hodgepodge of factors. These are the triggers that cause inflammatory change.
Well, we're going to have to let you go. Thank you so much for being with us. And we'll try to get you on all of our other programs. We'll be carrying your book. I think it's important. Statin Damage Crisis. God bless. Bye-bye.
Good news. The March of Faith Ministries presents Pastor Samuel Santos. Come and hear Pastor Santos, the man who died twice. In a 22-year span, he has been in 3 airplane accidents. 19 years ago, he fell in the ice and lost his memory totally. Doctors told his wife because of his age, he would never be normal again. This testimony can make a great impact in your life. In the last 15 years, Brother Santos has been used by God in a mighty way in the communist country of Cuba, establishing Bible schools all over that country. In the last 2 years, 2008 and 2009, he graduated 2,638 students. Pastor Santos will be speaking at the Berthoud Community Center, 248 Welch Avenue, at 7:30 p.m. June 5th and 6th. The Johnstown Town Hall at 101 Charlotte Avenue, 7:30 p.m. June 12th and 13th. At the Milliken Town Hall, 1101 Broad Street, 7:30 p.m. June 19th and 20th. And in the Town of Meade, 441 3rd Street, June 26th and 27th. For more information, call 303-883-5674. Every year, a prom or graduation is ruined by an intoxicated driver. Parents, talk to your young adults about the dangers and consequences of driving under the influence of drugs or alcohol. Remember, celebrating safely creates happy memories for everyone. This message from Jambalaya's. You'll enjoy excellent food, beverages, plus top service while you're there. Enjoy the specials listed on their complete menu. They're open hours that are convenient for you, so stop by soon for that family treat. That's Jambalaya's at 109 Colorado Avenue in Moreno. Bring all your friends and family in before graduation or call ahead for large or special orders or parties. Donna and staff are proud of our graduates. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. man here at the American Freedom Network, and it's really very disconcerting to realize that the government is lying to us, but it's not our government, it's their government. The FDA is under the control of what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. It works with the major pharmaceutical companies, which all interlock with the Brotherhood, and of course they're poisoning the American people. We've got a great four-tape set on statins, a four-tape set that we recommend to you. We hope you'll get it, and we will be carrying this book on the statin damage crisis. I think it's important. And, of course, they're poisonous with fluoride. They're poisonous with aspartame. They're poisonous with mercury. We have four-tape sets on each of those subjects. And, of course, we have my great talk. I hate to say it, but it was really very effective on the hidden agenda and goes into the fluoride poisoning. We have, of course, a syllabus that goes with that, which is really one of the finest things you'll find because it has so much information, documentation on how they're poisoning us with fluoride, and they know what they're doing. There's an organized effort to conceal the truth. If you don't believe that they know what they're doing, you go up on the internet to Fluoride Alert, and I believe it's .org, fluoridealert.org. Paul Conant's a website. He's a retired chemistry professor. But if you put in fluoridealert.com, you'll come up with the American Dental Association. If you put fluoridealert.net, you'll come up with the American Dental Association. Why? They've surrounded his website hoping you'll put the wrong suffix on there. And then, of course, you'll get the wrong information. They do not want you to know they're poisoning you and your children. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not accidental. It's real. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, and certainly we'll you can get the four tapes out on the statin drugs now, and if you want to, the book on statin damage crisis by Dr. is $20. If we haven't ordered them yet, that'll be a while before they're in, but we'll be offering them, and we'll be having them have the doctor on all of our other programs. You must understand, if they would poison our children, they want to give this to 8-year-old children. Pardon me. They want us, every child, every human being, to be on this poisonous drug. Why would they want to do that? Because there really are evil people who want to destroy this nation and destroy our people. And that's why they're putting aspartame and MSG in most of our medications. You need to get our four-tape set on aspartame. You need to get the book. Excitotoxins, the taste that kills, or certainly the material by Dr. Roberts. We have a couple of his books. You must understand that they know what they're doing. They know the danger of mercury fillings. They know the danger of mercury in the vaccines. That's why they want you to take the influenza vaccine. Oh, they tell you, we've taken the mercury out of childhood vaccines. And that's true. But they've left it in vaccines that they give to children because influenza is not a childhood disease. But they insist on you giving it to children and giving it to pregnant women where it'll do the most damage. You need to get our four-tape set on mercury. You need to get our talk, Mercury Autism and the Global Population Agenda. Mercury Autism and the Population Control Agenda. And, of course, there you get a CD-ROM with thousands of pages of scientific work on the danger of mercury, on the danger of mercury. They know about it. They're poisoning our people. And when you understand that, you can understand so much of what else is going on today. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. But get the four tapes out on statins. It's a good place to start, and we'll have much, much more. Pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for the protection of our people. Till tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things.